Thank you for that introduction. This is Lori Cagle in for Carl Lissick. Today, our guest is Mitch Barloga, Active Transportation Planner for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NRPCE. Mitch, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lori. Great to be here.
Thank you. Now, we've had you on in the past, Mitch, but remind our listeners, what is NRPCE and what do you do there?
Yes, NRPCE, as you said, the acronym is Northwest Indiana Regional Planning Commission. We are regional government, like I like to tell people to keep it simple. You know, there's levels of government and we are regional. And we work specifically with our member communities in Lake Porter and LaPorte counties on a number of issues relating to transportation, environment, and land use.
Sounds like you've said that before. You are good at that.
Yes. 15 years, yes.
Now, I know Governor Holcomb just announced $90 million in new state money for trails, which is fantastic. Can you provide some background on this and when the funds will be available?
Well, the funds will be available when they're available, and hopefully soon. They're still trying to work out those details. The governor announced this back in early September as part of his Next Connections or Next Level Connections initiative. Mm-hmm. It actually put $1 billion of money on the table. About $600 million goes to the finishing I-69, and then everybody gets the rest. But we were extremely elated to almost get a tenth of that for trail development. Now, this came from an initiative the state put out back in 2006 under Governor Daniels, and then Governor Daniels infused the state with about $20 million back then, which was wonderful because it was DNR state money. And people that have to understand, if you're using state money other than federal money, things go faster, and then it's actually cheaper in the long run because there's not nearly as many hoops to jump through. And that's what we're dealing with. This $90 million is going to come straight from the state. Apparently, it's going to come from increased toll revenue from the toll road. And so with that money, we're still waiting for Governor Holcomb to make a final decision on who would be administering the money. We're hoping it'll be the DNR. They are more familiar with trail development throughout the state. And then once that happens, we're hoping to have an application process to commence maybe within the next month or two.
Great. So what projects in the region do you think may be in line to receive some of this money?
All of them. We're going to be greedy and we're going to take it all. We're hoping to get our fair share of that 90 mil when I'm looking to position. Right now, I'm working with DNR in advance of them being the administrative body for the funds. We have several projects. Now, you have to remember that in the state of Indiana, there are visionary corridors. And we have a couple of them that come through here, the Marquette Greenway from Chicago to New Buffalo and the American Discovery Trail, which comes up from LaPorte County up into Hebron and then eventually out into Illinois. Now, of those two corridors, there are several projects where the money can be placed quite rapidly. We have the Old Calumet Trail project, which Calumet Trail has been a trail for many, many years. It was actually the first system in this region, but it fell on hard times actually twice. So we could use some money to help that project out. There's the Pensee Greenway project out in the Schererville area that we're trying to finish as well. And then there's a bridge project that we're trying to connect Highland and Munster to as well. So lots, and again, that's not a definite list. We're still getting some ideas, and hopefully we'll be able to forward those too.
Well, there's a lot of need, but there's a lot of work taking place here as well. So that's great.
Yes.
You're listening to Green Fleet Radio on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm Lori Cagle in this week for our host, Carl Lissick. Mitch, what is the status of the Marquette Greenway?
Yes, you brought up the Marquette Greenway. Actually, I brought it up. So the Marquette Greenway is our 58-mile corridor from Chicago to New Buffalo, and it actually makes up a series of different projects along the way. NRPCE has been championing this project for over a decade now, and we're looking to get some real momentum going with the awarding of a build grant, which used to be a Tiger grant, a federal grant that we applied for once. We were rejected last year, but very close. They said very close. Maybe they tell everybody that. I don't know. But they told us we're very close, so we resubmitted back in July, and we're hoping to have an answer on that by the end of November or December. And if we receive that money, that'll be a $23 million infusion to the project to finish it. We have about 28 of the 58 miles done. You do your Purdue math. That's about 30 miles remaining. And so those 30 miles are spread out between the three states. And we're getting, because of the build application, the process, have a lot of energy and a lot of excitement behind it.
Great. And I know, I have my copy, that the new Greenways and Blueways map was released last month. Can you tell us about any new features and where listeners can get a copy?
Yes. Well, The map has been out for many years, very popular. Well, it's free. That helps. So, you know, everyone likes freebies. So,
sure.
And it's a great map. It's a map that covers all the bases. We have a lot of great sponsors to the map itself. And the features that we have put on there, of course, where the new trails have been built. And we're putting also a feature where people will understand where the new trails are coming.
Mm-hmm.
They look at these maps. You know, you have a 2012 map. You're like, what's been built? What's not been built? Well, we give them at least an idea the next couple years what will be on the ground for sure. And even better than that, we're looking to redo the map every 2 years. It used to be every 4 years, but we're having so much success in building these, and people want to keep up with the latest, and we're more than happy to help them out with that. We look to put them out every 2 years, and libraries, public facilities, and again, they can pick them up there free within the region, or they can contact NERPC. If you live outside the region, we can mail you one.
Great. Mitch, as we're wrapping up, how can our listeners learn more about NERPC and the active transportation programs that you run there?
Yeah, certainly. As with anything, the internet is there, and we have a great website, NERPC.org, and there we have a banner for transportation and greenways and blueways, and people can look at the map online, they can look at our plan online, and all the initiatives that we're balancing and all the areas that we have been charged to.
Great. Well, Mitch, thank you again for being on the show. Mm-hmm. That will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Mitch Barloga, Active Transportation Planner for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Lori Cagle, in for Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us, and as Carl says, remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.